Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today's update covers three stories spanning rare disease, oncology, and biosimilars, each highlighting how companies are advancing new treatment options and expanding access to established therapies. First, Biogen announced that its investigational antisense oligonucleotide salanersen has received FDA breakthrough therapy designation for spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. The designation was supported by Phase 1b data showing improvements in motor function and reductions in neurofilament levels, a marker associated with neurodegeneration, in some children who had previously received gene therapy. Salanersen is designed as a once-yearly treatment and is now advancing through a global Phase 3 clinical program. The designation could help accelerate development and regulatory interactions as Biogen continues evaluating the therapy's potential role in SMA treatment. Next, Cytomex Therapeutics and Regeneron are expanding their collaboration to develop tumor-activated bispecific cancer therapies. The companies are leveraging Cytomex's masking technology, which is designed to keep therapies inactive until they reach the tumor microenvironment. The goal is to improve precision while potentially reducing off-target effects. The expanded agreement reflects continued industry interest in next-generation immuno-oncology approaches that may widen the therapeutic window for cancer treatments. Finally, Teva has launched Azantiv, an aflibercept biosimilar referencing Eylea in Europe. The product is indicated for several retinal diseases and expands Teva's biosimilars portfolio in a major ophthalmology market. As biosimilar competition continues to grow, new entrants such as Azantiv may help improve patient access while supporting healthcare system sustainability. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.